One of the most important holidays in the Jewish calendar, Passover, begins this Saturday. It's a celebration with many deeply rooted food traditions, one of which comes up with a festive dessert a little bit harder. And here and now, resident chef Kathy Guntz has a few suggestions to help, and she joins us now. Kathy, welcome back.
Thank you, Tanya.
So last year, at the start of the pandemic, Passover was a virtual celebration for many families, including yours. Will you still be doing it that way this year?
Sadly, we will. It's still too soon to gather around the table in person, but I have great hopes for next year. We'll be doing it online, but it will still be a celebration. And it's really a beautiful holiday with songs and readings and rituals and traditional foods. And as you mentioned, dessert gets a bit complicated because according to Jewish tradition, leavened foods, anything using yeast or wheat flour, barley, rye, oats, or spelt are not eaten during Passover.
And so many of those traditional recipes of cakes and cookies are out.
Exactly. So you have to be very creative. I just briefly wanted to explain why that is. The holiday commemorates the biblical story of Exodus when Moses rescued the Israelites from a life of slavery under Pharaoh in Egypt. And according to the story, when the Israelites were leaving Egypt, they did so in such a hurry that the bread they had baked for the journey did not have time to rise. And so now we eat unleavened bread, also called matzah, which is this cracker-like flatbread. And the reason that's okay, even though it's made with flour and water, is that it's only allowed to sit for less than 18 minutes before cooking under the supervision of a rabbi.
Oh, well, thank you for that context. Well, you've brought us recipes that don't use leavening, including two that use egg whites to give lift to them. Tell us about them.
These are great spring recipes for Passover or any spring feast. The first is a coconut macaroon, which is a cookie, and there are many variations on this. All you do is whip egg white with a touch of salt, and you slowly add sugar and keep whipping it, and then you fold in shredded coconut, and you make these little cookies, and you bake them. You could also fold in chocolate chips or toasted finely ground nuts. Once they come out of the oven, you let them cool, and you can dip them into dark or semi-sweet chocolate, sprinkle them with toasted coconuts. Love, love these macaroons. And you can make these with a five-year-old. Very simple.
Okay, they're very simple. Okay, I'll take your word for that. The unleavening flatbread matzah, as you mentioned, is such a big part of the Passover meal. You've also created a dessert out of it.
I did. So many of you might remember during the holidays, I always talk about my butter crunch. I thought, what if you made butter crunch on top of matzah? So I made a caramel, mixing sugar and butter and corn syrup until it reached 290 on my candy thermometer, spread it on a matzah, then sprinkled some toasted pistachios on top. And then I melted some chocolate and drizzled it on kind of in a Jackson Pollock-like design using the tines of a fork. And I left the other side of the matzah plain, and it's sweet and crunchy, and then it gets sea salt and oh my goodness, there's nothing about deprivation when you talk about this matzo brittle.
Yeah. Well, Kathy, the idea of making a caramel might be a little scary for some listeners. It is for me. I have failed like three times. I quit. What tips can you give us?
Okay, you just need a candy thermometer. You need to just follow the temperature. You just throw this butter and corn syrup and sugar and a touch of water in a pan, and you don't touch it. You sit there and watch the thermometer, and the minute it hits 290, you are there. You are at the perfect moment to spread it on the matzah.
Okay, I only have about a minute with you. What other dessert ideas do you have for us?
Well, every year I make a Passover meringue cake. Again, beaten egg whites and sugar. You let the egg whites get quite stiff, and then you bake it in a circle. And what you do is you use your spoon to push the middle out along the sides so that you're creating a kind of crater or a hollow. You bake it, and then once that comes out of the oven, it cooks slow at 225 for an hour and a half, and then you leave it in the oven turned off till it's crisp and dry. Fill it with whipped cream and seasonal strawberries. Again, just a gorgeous centerpiece for Easter as well, or any spring holiday.
We've been talking Passover dessert recipes with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.